The story of Joan of Arc has evoked mythology and themes for centuries and has inspired numerous playwrights, including Shakespeare, Voltaire, Bertolt Brecht, George Bernard Shaw, and Maxwell Anderson, to craft interpretations of the legends that surround the Maid of Orléans. Now comes contemporary playwright and Emmy Award winner Jane Anderson to have her go at giving the Joan story a fresh and indeed unique slant. Many seasons ago and early in her career, two of Jane Anderson's plays had their premieres at Williamstown Theater Festival. Both works centered on bold themes, challenging the audiences to rethink the status quo. Miss Anderson has now returned to her bold stance as a playwright. By the very title of her new play, Mother of the Maid, now having its world premiere at Shakespeare and Company, the focus would not only be on the doomed martyr, but on her family, especially Joan's mother, Isabel. So far, so good, especially since the title role has been assigned to the incomparable Tina Packer, founder and creative force behind Shakespeare and Company. Indeed, the performance by Miss Packer captures the deep emotional impact of Joan's tragic fate. Take it from myth to reality. We experience a mother's pride, fear, and confusion as she becomes aware that her child is not only very special, but altogether intent on setting her own destiny. The compelling script and exceptional actors are in sync with each other to carry the story, from Joan's hillside visions to elegant surroundings of noble castles as her vision and leadership are accepted, to the squalor of a dungeon before her execution. There are many serious, poignant moments within the play, such as Joan's rebellion against her parents and her dictating a defiant letter to the English king before their battle, expressing her conviction that God called on her to save France. But hold on just a moment. There is a disturbing disconnect between these touching scenes and the play's use of the legendary Saint Catherine, whom Joan believes visits and guides her missions. Serving as an interlocutor throughout the play, Saint Catherine, played by Bridget Saraceno, addresses the audience directly, often in brightly humorous manner, with such phrases as, "No big deal," and "You'd think I would be with her 24/7. This modern vernacular isn't really useful in explaining what's happening in Joan's life, imprisonment and eventual burning on the stake. And why is each actor speaking in his or her particular dialect? American English, stage English, Cockney, whatever? Cute maybe, but what's the point? In the director's notes in the program, Matthew Penn writes, quote, "The center of this play is not the commitment to the ideals and horrors of religion and politics. It is the boundless love that a mother feels for her daughter, a love that even death cannot diminish." There is no question that is the message, and the concept as envisioned has great merit. A fine cast is capable of delivering that message. In addition to Tina Packer, Anne Troup is excellent in their difficult role of Joan. Nigel Gore comes across well as her conflicted father. Elizabeth Aspenleader lends a welcome ironic touch as a gracious noblewoman. But their impact would have benefited without distractions, and Shakespeare and Company's labeling this as a wry comedy. There is no comedy in spiritual conviction that can lead to warfare and martyrdom. Still, this production will awaken you to new insights as to why, centuries later, Joan of Arc still fascinates us. Mother of the Maid plays now through September 6th at Shakespeare and Company, Lenox, Massachusetts. This is Herbert Wolf for WAMC.